Good evening, this is KD2AIG, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. The set is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomer Edge Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. This repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomer on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Traffic has priority at all times. Take a break in anytime for emergency traffic. Are there any portable battery-powered or mobile stations wishing to check? This is KD2AM, control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-in.
KC2MBU.
Okay, there's four right off the top of the bat. We'll start here with KC2MBU. Ray, good evening. I hope you got everything tied down up there.
Yeah, we got 11 degrees and windy. We got a piece of siding blow off the garage this morning. Had to reattach it, actually a couple pieces. But all fixed. It's
it. See here, Cuomo has declared a state of emergency in 14 counties, including Oswego, Oneida, Jefferson, and Lewis. Reading it here off the wire here. So, looks like it's going to be with us for a little bit.
Everybody's saying that it's something we've never seen, but it... I remember a lot of below zero weather in Boonville over the years. I remember one time it was 42 below zero in the daytime. I walked into the roller skating rink and a cloud, every time somebody comes through the door, a cloud would follow them in. They'd permanently disappear when the door opened. The water moisture, the cold air hitting the humidity in the roller skating rink. But, no, I remember a lot of colder weather than what we're seeing now. This is not that bad. The wind makes it feel worse, but I guess that's what they're all concerned about.
Well, Roger, when you read some of them papers up there in Watertown and up that way, all day today they were coming out with some pretty crazy forecast there. Some of them saying 5 feet of snow, 4 to 5 feet of snow coming, and then one of them said more. I don't know. I think we'll have to wait and see, but I definitely see we're coming in for some time. Let's see what happens. But, well, you guys stay warm up there in the hill and keep some wood ready. You never know with these winds anywhere at any time of year. When you get high winds, a lot of times that leads to power outages. So you take care up there, Ray, and good luck with the traveling there to the auctions tomorrow. All right, we'll catch up with you later. Now we'll move over there to KA2ZNZ, whose voice sounds scratchy tonight, but only because of the signal. I think otherwise you're sounding good. What's going on tonight, Jack?
Hey, my beam is froze up again. We started at 46 earlier this morning. We're down to 9.5 at the moment, and it's dropping rapidly. And I'm on the Omni tonight, so it's a little rougher, I'm sure. And I'm getting a lot of static in with it too, which I normally don't off the beam. 7-3's all around. KA2 it.
Okay, Jack, well, at least your voice sounds better from that cold. It sounds like you almost got it licked, so, all good. Hopefully you stay warm up there, and, we have good octane tonight. If I don't catch it, sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. So, you have a good one there, Jack. We'll catch up with you later. W-A-C-G-J-R. Paul, I hope you got your shovel warmed up. What's going on with you?
Yeah.
Like a whole different world up here. Anyways, let's see. It is 18 degrees. Moderate snow. Wind is howling like crazy. At times you can't even see across the street. Yeah, it's interesting. Can understand why the old governor there decided to throw out a state of emergency. They closed Route 81 up down on up in Watertown as well. I can understand that too. I'm in a sheltered spot, and I've never seen wind this strong before from where I'm at, and it's just nuts. All of a sudden, you just picks up that snow, and you just can't see nothing, and then the stuff that's actually falling, you don't know what's falling and what's been on the ground. So, yeah, shoveling would be a chore. Probably be about 12-foot drift with 10-foot just regular snow high. Anyway, so other than that, not much else to add here. Just giving you one for the count. Say hi. And yeah, it's kind of crazy. Started the day at 50, and now we're at 18. So, yeah, what a strange day it's been. Back to you, WX2BJR. Okay, Paul, yeah, that's quite a temperature change there. Sure can't help anybody who's got any arthritis. Always say those big temperature changes can make you a little more sore if you have that. Yeah, we got a little bit of snow here coming down. I mean, sometimes it's heavy and sometimes it's light, but like you say, it's getting really cold. Well, and what's coming down and what's coming down. It's just going to be nasty for a couple days, I guess, and we'll get over it. Yeah. If you guys get 4 or 5 feet up there, I'm going to feel sorry. That's a lot of snow. I don't care if it's old days or not. That's a lot of snow. But, all right. Well, thanks, Paul. We'll catch up with you later, and you have a good evening. KA2VLA, Clint, what's up?
KZ2AAT, good evening, Jeff. This is KA2VLA. Well, we got a 10 or 12 degree temperature. Snowing lightly. I don't know, I think the media, the weather media, is getting excited about tall stories, and they're really going to town with it. As Ray said, I've seen too many winters where we've had 3-4 foot of snow, and they never made mention of the Boonville Arrow. When they stay with the parade this week, television quit Friday. We had to wait until the day to get a repairman. It took him about an hour and he got it fixed. Left 2 hours later and quit. We called a factory again. We had some guy probably working the night shift. He told us what to do and we had it going in about 5 minutes. So I don't know about professional repair people. Oh well, another day coming tomorrow. We'll say 73. KA2VLA is clear.
Okay, Clint. Well, you have a good evening there, and thanks for checking in. Yeah, there's probably a lot of hype. But you never know, I guess. I think chances are here in Boonville we won't see anything like what they're talking about up there, Tug Hill up in there, up the north, northern part there. But you never know, that lake effect can be a little tricky. And I do think, as far as the temperatures go, they're overblowing a little bit. I remember when I was a kid, and it wasn't all that long ago, going to school at Adirondack. And one morning it was 35 below, and they had canceled school because they couldn't get the school buses started. So I remember that, but I think wind chills are going to be pretty iffy on the mobile tonight or walking out in the street anywhere. Alright, well thanks for checking in, Clint, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins. KC2WI.
WB2, are you...
Okay, there's two more. I hear the repeater get staticky from time to time here. I think there must be that wind up on Jackson Hills. Having a fun time there with the tower. But, alright, we'll start with KC2WI. Pete, good evening. What's going on?
Well, it's 44 was the high sometime in after midnight, I guess, before 8 a.m. And it was 34 or something like that. I can't remember this morning, 30, I don't know what it was, 38, I don't know. And actually, for a while in the morning, late morning, it was pretty nice. The sun was kind of out, not real, you know, real clear, but it wasn't that cold. It wasn't windy, and surprisingly. And then we had some snow. I had to go into town. I said, "Oh boy," and really wasn't bad. There was just a little snow in the air. I didn't get out early enough. So about I'm not sure what time it was. All of a sudden it started coming down heavy, and I kind of drove in it. Would have been nice to get, should have got out real early, and which was the plan, but I went to down the street to the guy at the end of the street here, Bill Payne, who was going to work on my snowmobile, and he was working on another one. They got one in there that, you know, like most mechanics, they don't really like electrical stuff. But anyway, so I was working on helping a friend of his who was starting to troubleshoot that, and next thing I knew it was 1 o'clock instead of 10 o'clock. So I got out at 10 or around there. I probably could have got back here without getting any slush on the vehicle, but I didn't. We have, I don't know, 3 inches here, maybe. We had a pretty heavy amount of snow there when I was in Lowellville at 4 o'clock it wasn't really dark, so I guess it must have been before 5. And I just looked outside, and it wasn't in the parlor. I looked out and put my head out beyond the roof of the porch and looked up, and there's stars. I see the stars, and there's no wind, and it's, you know, nothing here. It's nice. That could change at any minute, I guess, but so far so good. I came back from a snowmobile ride yesterday, nice easy ride, no problems. And boy, I was worn out by the end of the night, getting the snow off the driveway and slush off the driveway and fight with the snowblower. Sheared a pin and I just could not get it lined up and push the old piece out. I finally took the thing into town today when I picked up my dad's. I figured I got his to use, so worth the hassle. Anyway, that's the scoop from Glenfield. I was hoping N2OIQ would be on and give me a report on the actual amount of rainfall we had. Must have been a lot. KC2WI.
Okay, Pete, yeah, I'm looking at the radar there, and it shows it's just, boy, it's, the line is right by you there. It's taking a shift up there to the north. Just north of you. I mean, it's like right on the line there. So, you know, those things, they tend to, you know, fluctuate. They go north and south, north and south. So maybe we'll all get lucky down here, and I'll just stay up there. I'm fine with that. It'll make life a little easier. But, well, we were fortunate here. Like, you know, our grocery shop. Without even thinking about getting down here a couple days ago. So, regardless of what happens, we got plenty of food here, and we're fine as long as you'd like to keep the power on. That'd be nice. That's the only thing I worry about is the wind. It's definitely windy out there. But, alright. Glad to hear you had a good time there with the snowmobile. And, I think you're going to have plenty of opportunity for that for a while. All right, Pete. Nice to check. I'll check you later. Now we'll move down to the Hudson Valley, where we don't have any of these problems. Talk to my dad there, John, WB2RUQ on Echo Link. What's going on tonight?
Yeah, 82AIT, WB2RUQ. Nothing much. It was nice and warm today, and then started cooling off this afternoon. Wind's picking up, so you're getting the wind chill, but it's currently 30 degrees. I'd say 90% of whatever snow we have is gone. It looks like we've got a few, we've got a windy day tomorrow, because the windy day is across the state. And then Wednesday looks good, sunny. Yeah, by and large, I mean, fairly pleasant weather, so it all looks good. Don't know what to say. Catskills do come in handy. Separates us from that lake effect, for sure. WB2RUQ.
Okay, well, yeah. You never know with the lake effect what it's going to do sometimes. You've got a good general idea which direction it's going in, but you don't know if it's going to veer north or veer south or stall out or whatever. It seems to always be kind of tricky that way. But, all right, well, you guys take it easy down there, and glad to see you got a little bit of snow for a change. And, all right, we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-in. Well, for me, it's just a work day. Just another work day. So, nothing really to report. I've got to work all week. I'm going to get some time off here on the weekend to go play a little bit. But other than that, just sitting around here, plugging away. All right, KD2AIT, are there any comments, queries, or late check-in? And this will be the final call for the Black River Valley Service Net. Any comments, queries, or late check-in? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net. Return the frequency to radio amateur you use. I'd like to thank Ray, Jack, Paul, Clint, Pete, and John for checking in tonight. And say 7371 listening in. This is KD2AIT, clear.
KD2AIT.
Ready.
MBU, ready.
Ready. N2WBX.
N2WBX, ready.
Okay, WA2U and KC2YXN, you both ready?
Roger, WA2.
Okay. Here we go, this will be a book of fits here. So please copy common parts, routine. KA2ZMZ, 22. Liverpool, New York, January 5, break. With the start of a new year, we want to thank you, I say again, with the start of a new year, we want to thank you for your participation on Octon. Have a great 2014 or 2014. Have a great 2014 or whatever you want to put it. Have a great 2014. 7-3 break. And it's signed Mark. I'm sorry, signed Jack. KA2ZZ, not manager Octon. Mark, KB2KOJ. Assistant Net Manager, Octon. And this is the end of the common. Anyone needs help? Okay, let's see here. KB2AIT, yours would be 602.
Roger, 602.
KC2WI, 603.
KC2WI, Roger, 603.
KC2NBU, 604.
Roger, 604.
N2WBX, 605.
N2WBX, Roger.
Okay, and WA2U, 606. And for KC2YXN, number 607.
Roger, 606 and 607, thank you.
Okay, very good. I want to thank all you folks for checking in and for supporting Octon here. So, alrighty, so there's six more of them passed. So, are there any other stations for Octon tonight, with or without traffic? Okay, nothing else heard. I want to thank everyone for checking in. Do appreciate it. And we'll say 7-3 to all. KB2KOJ is correct.
KC2WI, WA2, so let's see.
KC2WI.
So I say hi, you been out doing any flooding, Pete?
Went out Friday a little, but it was so cold. I wasn't planning on going on a real long ride, and I ended up a lot shorter than I planned. I should have tried to go a little more. I didn't really get out Saturday. I had something at 2:30-ish. Actually, I could have shown up at 3:30, I think. The snowmobile club, the Brandingham Club, was doing, the youth safety course, and I went over to help them when they do the testing. And I didn't get out early, so I just went over there, and I should have just dropped everything, and in the morning, it was already reasonably night, and rode. I missed it. I went out Sunday, and of course it had already gotten warmer, and my favorite obscure trails that nobody goes on, people had gone on. In fact, I caught up with them on one of them. One of the guys had a local guys, and they had one of them had a problem with a sled, so I caught up to them. I said, "You guys, if I'd gotten out and if I had got right off the radio right after the North Country Group early, cut it short and went out, I'd have been ahead of them." And so it really kind of, so to speak, ruined my experience, because I was really looking forward to the virgin snow trail break. get back here, you know, it had just, I started with some ice pellets I could hear on my helmet, and I went in, and it rained a little bit. I went in, and I came back out, and it was raining, and the snow slid off the roof, and I started, you know, clearing out with a snow blower, and I picked up a chunk of ice somewhere. I didn't realize it right away. Broke one of the shear pins in the blower, and after trying to push it through the snow and saying, what's going on here? How come it's not going? I realized that. By that time, it was raining hard, and I could not find, normally you just line up the augers and, you know, you line up the hole and you stick a punch in there and you tap out the broken part. I just couldn't get it. I finally decided I just better do this, and so I was out there shoveling water and slush for 2 hours until quarter, or maybe more than that, until quarter after eight. You know, I had a nice easy ride, never got stuck, never had to lift the machine, you know, nothing. And, you know, for the way I felt by the end of the night, I just swear I rode 300 miles and got stuck every 10 feet. It's frustrating. But anyway, so that's the long answer. And, you know, I'm going to try to not... Well, I must have timed it out there anyway. I don't know where it dropped, but... I did a little riding, and tomorrow, we don't have a lot of snow here. Paul, WS2PJR up in north of here, up in Beaver Falls, that area, he said, oh, it's snowing, it's windy, and on the 8 o'clock set. I looked out, so maybe it was up to 9 o'clock set, I can't remember, on this repeater, I can't remember. I looked outside, the stars are out here, there's no wind, it's quiet.
Yeah, it's really strange. It's like in bands, you know. It's in bands. Well, this is, you know, we always had that kind of strange melting condition, and then the temperatures drop, and you get a whole lot of icy spots, and it's kind of, you know, it makes the riding really interesting because it hardens up everything, and places are almost there. You know, they get some melt, and now it's ice there too. So. I can relate to trying to get the pin back into that. Remember one time I had a sled and one of the old Polarises was chain driven and it came off, and I went out there, I actually went out with a propane torch because I couldn't, everything was just so cold, it was ridiculous. What do you have for a sled now, Pete?
Yeah, well, that was my snowblower I was working on last night, and you know, it was raining and I was trying to get it done, and I must have wasted half an hour, 45 minutes. I mean, you know, I had to light, I pulled it into sort of halfway into the garage, and, you know, it's not rocket science, but I took it into my father's. I had in this guy in Lowville to tune his up because I didn't have the time. So I just brought that one in, you know, and I went and did a couple things. I came back and went down and where he's working on it. Of course, he popped it right out, but he had nice warm, you know, heated shop and good light. But I, for the life of me, I knew exactly how to do it. It's not like I haven't done it before, but I couldn't get it out. I couldn't find, normally you just stick a punch in there, you pop the center piece of the shear pin out and stick another one in. It should have been a 5 minute job. And it, you know, I finally gave up. I just don't know what I was doing wrong. I wasn't doing anything wrong, but maybe it was just frozen in. But it was, by that time, it was well, you know, it was above freezing. I mean, it was raining out. So it shouldn't have been frozen in. I don't know. Anyway, I have a couple old machines. I got two 87 Tundras, a Tundra and a Tundra LT I picked up from a local guy. And the Tundra runs pretty good. The LT, I'm suspecting the engine's a little off, you know, the compression is down in that. And then my modern snowmobiles are 2007, 2009 Skidoo Freestyle Backcountry. There's the Freestyle that they made there for a few years, which is sort of a lower cost, lighter weight sled. And I have one I bought in 2007. And then I met up with a guy that has basically the same, had the same
They made that Tundra.
I remember WHU going out in the garage and firing up the salamander and trying to keep warm, and the days of Bondo and epoxy and trying to fix up the cowl on them. I used to have an old Bombardier. A Bombardier, believe it or not, 4-cycle engine at 8 horsepower. Can you believe it? But you know what, Pete? That thing crawled. It crawled, and some of those old flats, they would go places a lot of the new ones wouldn't. If you went off trail with some of the brand, the great big three-cylinder or whatever they are, so the lands, or if there was snow out there, it's going a lot of places. At least if he had to turn them around or get them over a snowbank, he had a fighting chance, You could pick them up rather than just look at them.
Yeah, KC2WI. Well, I have to say, my freestyle backcountry on my freestyle Tundra, it's the same chassis. The backcountry is a 550 fan cool twin. I think they're about 60 horsepower. And the nice thing about them is they have electronic reverse. They actually run the motor backwards. You push a button and it runs it down to basically zero RPM, and it just flips the ignition timing and runs the engine backwards. So there's no extra weight, there's no gearbox or anything like that. It works pretty good. And even the singles got that. And the disadvantage of most of the modern designs is they don't have a belly pan like the old sleds. Everybody's using an A-arm design now, so that kind of drags in the snow and you hit things with it, stumps and stuff. So that isn't perfect, but that freestyle or the Tundra is better unless it's real heavy snow, then it doesn't have quite enough power. I guarantee you I could go most of the time where the Elan is just not going to go. It's going to get stuck. And I'm not sure about the old Tundra even. It's a really good machine. It's a long track, 137, and a 16-inch wide track. Inch and a quarter lug, so they're not radically, long, but they're long enough to get good traction in the snow, and it's super. But the only thing, like you say, is, if you're riding an Elan, they're only 250 pounds or 280 or something like that, and either end is light enough to pick up. And my 87 Tundra, that's heavier, but it's still light enough to pick up. Whereas, so you don't really worry about them too much. The freestyle Tundra is I think the book says 365, but this one's electric start, so maybe 380, plus the gas. And the freestyle, I think the book says 435. Which still isn't too bad. The back is pick-upable, unless it's full of flush. But, you're a lot more cautious. Whereas the Atlanta, as long as you don't fall through the ice or something, you always pick it up and just literally pick the thing up, or at least drag it out of wherever you get it stuck in. So that's the big thing. It may not actually go better in the deep snow than the freestyle, but you can always pick it up and get it out.
I used to like way years ago, they used to make it, I think Skidoo made it. It was called and you probably remember it, was called the Alpine. That was a cool sled too. That used to go a lot of places. It was the dual track which dragged the portion you sat in behind you. Remember those? Remember the Alpines?
The Alpine, and there was another one called the Valcor, but I'm not exactly sure what the difference was. Back in the 60s, early 70s, it was a dual track with the one big key in the front, and a guy across the street had one of those, and years ago when I first got a couple of my lands, he wanted to trade me, and I just got the land, so I did. I should have traded him. I rode the thing. I always thought when I was a kid, model, those are big things and they're heavy, but I rode the thing and holy cow, it wasn't that heavy compared to a modern sled. And with those two tracks, it really seemed to go good. And I kicked myself ever since. But the Alpines, the old Alpines were like that. Then they beefed them up and made them real heavy to make them into like a workhorse, you know, kind of pull a groomer or, you know, track setter for cross country ski. And then they got to be big heavy things. But the original ones, they started out with a single cylinder motor, and then they had the one, this one had a 399, I think, which is probably about right size. Then they had some with the 634 cc, which I think is too big, but